Hello, and welcome to a special edition of the Water Cooler Podcast. I'm Shadon Larkey, and today I'm bringing you my interview with actor Kingsley Benadire. Benadire stars as Malcolm X in Regina King's One Night in Miami. During our conversation, Benadire and I discuss what it was like for him to transform into the civil rights icon and work with Regina King on her directorial debut. Plus, I ask Benadire what it's like to be in the thick of his very first award season. Be sure to keep an eye on your podcast and social media feeds as the Awards Daily team is working on bringing you lots more content as the award season heats up. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy my interview with One Night in Miami's Kingsley Benadire. I'm Shadon Larkey from Awards Daily here with Kingsley Benadire from One Night in Miami. He plays the great Malcolm X. So I wanted to start there. Tell me in what ways you sort of tried to maybe imitate Malcolm, and then in what ways you sort of gave yourself the freedom to, create your own character. And
yeah, I think imitation is something you want to, as an actor, you really want to try your best to stay away from. But it's interesting you say that, actually, because I feel like because of the whirlwind sort of time period we had to prepare, which was just a couple of weeks, I feel like there was a lot of different work all going on at the same time and having to juggle a lot of balls with the reading, the dialect, the weight loss, the learning the lines, the trying to understand who Malcolm was within this story. It was just a bunch of stuff that was all sort of happening at the same time. But looking back, I think that the bulk of the work for me, or the thing that I sort of stayed with from beginning to end, was listening and repeating. If I didn't have Malcolm on a visual, I had him in my ear. And, you know, when I wasn't sort of, on set, doing scenes, I would be in my dressing room at the hotel or in the car on the way back, listening and repeating and constantly sort of just trying to get his essence and his dialect and his sort of mannerisms and his flow and his energy. And I think maybe subconsciously, as an actor, you're trying to get an understanding of, what his fears and hopes and dreams were at this time on this night, and like what was going on emotionally for him, and where he might have been at in his mind at this time, and just an investigation really of that, and just sort of took a deep dive in and stayed in it really right up until the end. I'm not sure if that was the right thing to do, but definitely, because of the stakes of the movie and this Regina and this Malcolm and the time that we had, I felt like I didn't want to take any risks. So I just sort of stayed with it as much as I could, stayed with him as much as I could.
Well, several things you just said stood out to me. One thing that I loved about your performance is that you have that cadence and that rhythm so perfectly right in your manner of speech. Tell me more about that. Did you work with a dialect coach? What was that process?
Well, I had three because I'm a little bit of a maniac when it comes to those kind of things. And I was working.
Well, it worked. It was incredible. Yeah.
It's really interesting as well with dialect. I've been really lucky with dialect coaches over the years because I've worked with some of the great, great, great dialect coaches. I've had a really wide range of people that I've worked with, and they all find really interesting and unique, ways of like tapping in. So I had three going at the same time. And then I was doing my own work and finding my own sort of, rhythms and flows in his voice. And again, the listening and repeating it was really the bulk of the work, and so enjoyable. It was the first time I got to sort of explore that type of like characterization and, transformation, trying to really transform and become someone who really existed and someone who means so much to so many people. And like, it's such a prominent figure in our history, for everyone, period. Malcolm is such a monumental figure. So, yeah, I think, what was the question? Sorry, you were asking about dialect.
And the cadence and the rhythm of his speech, which you answered. I wanted to also ask you, as you mentioned, we have this larger picture of Malcolm X as a person, but One Night in Miami is really laser focused on this one particular time in his life. So what is your perspective on that? And, you know, where in your mind, where was he as you were playing him, you know, on this evening?
Yeah, I feel like that. My feeling in you know, the reading and stuff that I did was that, like, Malcolm was in a really, really peculiar moment at this time. I feel like his relationship with the Nation of Islam was kind of coming to an end, and, you know, Elijah Muhammad, his father figure and mentor, really that relationship was essentially crumbling. He was on a ban from the Nation, and with the chickens coming home to roost statement. And I just feel like, you know, his political and religious thinking was going through a bit of a shift, and there was a real sense that his life was in danger, and always was going to be in danger in a real way. And the FBI were following him around, and I feel like Malcolm, you know, said around this time that he felt weak and that he felt hollow and that no one knew the torments that he went through. And I just found that to be a really deeply moving bit of information in my research anyway. And like, I really hung on to that. Because to describe how you feel as hollow and weak is quite a profound thing to say. And, you know, and you sort of investigate the stakes of what was going on for Malcolm at this time, you go, yeah, that must have been pretty nuts. So it was really interesting getting to try and show the such a fearless man in a state of fear, and someone who's such a hero for so many people who may have been scared, you know. And like, it's not only his life that was in danger, but his family's as well. And like, yeah, really interesting, like, rich and deeply complicated man in a very specific moment to get to investigate and explore, and feel very, very lucky. I don't know if I'll ever get a part as interesting as that again. Like, it was a real treat, deeply, deeply stimulating couple of months.
And it's interesting that you mentioned fear, because I think in his relationship with Cassius Clay, I think he does have this fear of, you know, losing his friend possibly, or somebody that has meant to him, and, you know, also with Sam. And so how would you characterize those relationships? Do you think that, you know, with Cassius, he's more of a mentor, or, and then also with Sam and the major conflict of the movie, you know, that argument that you have?
I think Kemp's movie, like Kemp's script, mm-hmm. was asking us to, you know, really invest in the love between these men and really invest in the stakes of their friendship and how much they meant to each other. I think as an actor, if you tried to move away from that in your process, you flatten the drama in the film. I think the film was really trying to explore the love and the connection and the joy between these friends, to see these, you know, black men in friendship in a really special way, in a unique way, is what Kemp was asking of us in his words, consciously or subconsciously. When you break down that script and you go like, oh, what is the function of my character in this film? You go, well, Malcolm is the emotional undercurrent of the interior world for Malcolm, and the pain and the joy is like what's going to make this work, you know. Like, this is where this thing's really going to come to life if you make it mean a lot for these characters, you know. So that, I think we just sort of, we all just encourage each other to like just crank up the stakes and play the love as much as we could.
And this is the question that you're going to get asked over and over again, and I apologize, but I have to ask for myself. Working with the great Regina King, I mean, is she as wonderful as we, the audience, think that she is? Sort of, what was your relationship with her?
She's more wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she just exudes so much warmth. And so I'm just so curious, as a director, you know, what was your relationship with her?
As a director, just as a human being and as a friend, and just as like a delight to spend time with in general. I feel really lucky to as well, just to have like got to work with someone who understands the acting process in such a like profound way, and like she really gets it. Like she knows, she does it, you know, she works in that very special place as an actor. So you can assume that that's what she's gonna, you know, be bringing to the set as a director. And she did. She gave us the space and the freedom and an atmosphere that was like fearless. You know, she encouraged us to be dangerous and play and explore and discover together. And it's very, very generous of her. She made performance the priority for everyone, for the crew, for, you know, acting and character and performance and emotion, and that was the she made that the priority. And I guess as an actor, filming can just be such a technical, loud, distracting place, set can be. So to have an opportunity to like where set felt like a rehearsal room floor, you know, it felt like it was just, there was such just an evenness and a peace and just a calmness and a consistency that she created that allowed us to just have such a great time from an acting point of view.
And one thing that you've mentioned, you know, here in speaking with me and also in your interviews is that, you know, you feel like this role has really unlocked possibilities for you within yourself and sort of given you a new perspective. And I just wanted to ask you more about that, of sort of like, how is this role in this film going to shape maybe the roles that you choose moving forward, or just the way that you approach the acting process? Sort of how do you think that One Night in Miami is going to fit into your larger goals and the scope of your career?
I feel like that, you know, when I wrapped on this movie, I was so clear in my mind that the process that we all had together and that Regina allowed us to have had sort of blown my mind and changed my perspective on acting and character and story in a really profound way. I guess I've never gone at preparing or playing a part with that level of intensity. And I guess it surprised me how much I enjoyed it and how my, not to get too like psychotherapy about it, but like how much my personality responds to that level of short burst intensity and like character exploration, and how the filming process really suits me in a way. Like I prefer it to theater because there's a privacy about the preparation, and there's just something about the process that we had where I was like, God, I like working like this. And this is the first time I've worked like this. And, you know, and so much of that's to do with the fact that it was Regina directing it and that the character was Malcolm. And that I think probably what I was experiencing was playing a human being who is so deeply rich in complexity and existed and was real and was really essentially a genius and a bona fide intellectual, you know, hero for Black people and everyone. Malcolm was beyond a special human being. And like, I think I was, what I guess I was experiencing there was like, I got to play him, and that's very, I'm very lucky to have had that opportunity, because like, you know, roles like that don't come along. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a profound process and experience to get to like have a go at like trying that kind of work, you know. And then, you know, said to Regina, like, you gave me an opportunity to like to explore transformational acting, you know. And I've dreamed about that since I was a kid, you know, not a kid, but like when I was, you know, 16, 17, and I was just sort of like getting into films and like going like, oh, especially independent film. And like, there were so many powerful performances that I saw, you know, as I was growing up, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And like, this was the first time I got to really have a go at that. So, you know, I feel like, yeah, that's just the sort of an insight into what I meant probably when I said that it's changed changed the way I think about acting and my process and stuff like that.
One thing I loved about the film, and I think this is the power of this type of storytelling and independent filmmaking, is that it really allowed the audience, like for me afterwards, I was like, you know, researching everybody and sort of trying to get a better grasp on this history. And I was wondering, like, for audiences watching, what do you want their main takeaway to be? Like, what do you hope that they gain? Because obviously you've gained so much richness from it. And so what do you hope, how do you hope that that translates for the audience?
Well, hopefully there's a new generation of people who will be learning about these men maybe for the first time, which is kind of awesome. And maybe people who only knew a little bit will be encouraged to take a deeper dive in and look into the history maybe more and find out things that they didn't know. And I feel like I always, with this and with everything I do, I always just want to, you know, try and create, be a part of stories that are emotionally engaging and that grab people's attention. And I hope that we, you know, we've done that for some people.
I just, to end our time, I wanted to ask you about what you're working on now. If you could give me any insight into that.
I'm sort of doing full-time press, which is, you know, every day at the moment, and reading a ton of scripts and sort of working and developing a couple to maybe go into production next year. But yeah, I'm not on set at the moment, and just taking my time, trying to find the right thing to do next. Mm-hmm.
And just
press is full time.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm so grateful that I get to talk to you, but I know that it can be difficult. This is Awards Daily. This is sort of your first like awards season, I think. How has that been for you?
Yes, interesting. This is the first time I've really been a part of promoting anything, you know, in a real way. So it's interesting. I'm learning, you know, I'm learning as I go and meeting lots of new people and having, I hope, interesting conversations some of the time. And yeah, just learning about the differences between speaking on radio and speaking in interviews and speaking on TV. And so, and it's really interesting looking back on the filmmaking process and getting to like talk about, you know, acting and process and directing and style and story and character. Like I really enjoy that part of the work. So I like talking about it. You know, I like talking about acting and I like talking about, you know, good performances and not so good performances and great films and good films and bad films and what makes good films and like what are strong narratives and characters. So this is all such a treat, you know?
Well, it's certainly been an interesting conversation on my end. Thank you so much. Again, I know how busy you are. We so appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure.